Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the Penny Mort House for this.
Hello, everybody.
Zombie special.
Oh, it's very exciting. Ooh. Chris is so excited he did a little sex wee as we started to record.
Couldn't contain himself.
Yeah, I'm excited.
This is your topic of choice, as long as I've been waiting for the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Paul, by the way. Just in case
well,
you didn't know.
I'm Christopher Brown. Hi.
I'm Ariel.
I was thinking before, I'll tell you who'd be good in a zombie apocalypse. Your brother.
Why?
Because he's very prepared. These are the people that are...
Prepper?
Prevail. He's not a full-scale prepper, but he's prepared.
He was
telling me he's got one of them... You know them little glass hammers that you get on a bus?
Yeah.
Outside of his bed.
All right.
Just in case he needs to make a quick escape.
Well, I know he's got... 20 gallons of petrol in jerry cans under his stairs, just in case.
I know, because when I ran into petrol motorway, he come out.
Well,
he has got most things that you might need.
Yeah.
Except he's not like on that, you know, on the TV show when they do a bug out where they time it
and they
bug out in 2 minutes and drive up to a mountain.
You were telling me we were going to get a sat phone. Just in case. They're about a grand.
Hello, Michael. You're very mental man.
Michael come and rescued us when with petrol. When we've been watching Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah, I was coming back from Rocky Horror Show.
And for anybody who's not been and seen the Rocky Horror Show, have you seen Rocky?
No.
Have you seen, right, well, the people that look at a place are the people that aren't in fancy dress. Everybody goes in fancy dress. And people know the lines and people get really into it. And I went as...
You went as Rocky?
Yeah. So all I had on was a pair of gold hot pants.
Beautiful.
And a pair of gold shoes. And that were it. And it was, what, mid-January?
Oh, we're freezing,
it
yeah.
It was freezing.
Your bollocks
off.
We were coming home. Rose ran out of petrol up motorway.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. Rose is just in stockings and suspenders. And But she's all right because she's got a coat. I didn't even have a coat. Bloody motorway maintenance come, pulled up behind us, flashing, rolls zip coat up to neck, not out. He said, she had run out of petrol. We'd already rung Michael at this point. He said, oh yeah, I've got some, I'll bring it to you. So I'm just sat in car with a blonde wig on, gold hot pants.
You got a foil blanket.
Motorway maintenance said to Rose, is there anybody else in the car? He said, yeah, yeah. And he said, he's going to have to get out. You have to get out and stand up grass verge. Rose comes, she went, you're going to have to get out. I said, I'm not getting out of this car. She said, he says you're going to get out. And I just opened car and like...
Head down.
Yeah. Sheepishly made my way around as these two blokes are giggling their heads off him.
With an incredibly small package.
They give me a foil blanket.
Though. Oh, bless
that
it.
Were nice. So yeah, Michael the prepper.
Yeah,
he's
a prepper. Well, he's not a proper prepper.
Is he a zombie prepper?
Well, that's what we'll have to discuss.
Because if you're a zombie prepper, you need the right tools, you need the right provisions, you need the right weaponry.
Yeah.
You need a good plan.
Yeah. You do.
But before we get into all that, where do zombies come from?
Where do zombies come from?
Well, let me tell you.
There's actually, before we get on there's references to zombies or the undead, should we say, walking the earth that date back to, I've got a piece here that dates back to 2000 BC, which is the third dynasty, and apparently
that's slightly before me, because my zombies died in 1800.
Yeah. Well, this is the earliest dated piece of literature that exists, apparently.
Oh, cool.
And
this is what it
says. Father, give me the bull of heaven, so I can kill Gilgamesh and his dwelling. If you do not give me the bull of heaven, I will knock down the gates of Neverworlds. I shall knock down the doorposts and leave the doors flat down.
You got this off bloody Mummy Returns.
And I will let the dead go up and eat the living, and the dead will outnumber the living.
Oh,
so there you go.
Scorpion King.
The plot to World War Z in 2000 BC.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And Don't also, wait, references from the Bible, the Old Testament.
Oh, God's ruining his ugly head.
Here we go, here he is. Now, this will be the plague in which the Lord will strike all people who have gone to war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouth. On that day, a large-scale panic from the Lord will spread among them. One person will grab the hand of another, and one will attack the other.
Thanks for
tuning
in.
Oh, yeah. From this Bible.
This is the Penny Martin.
From the Bible. And then there's loads of other goddess stuff as well.
This is Chrissy's monologue.
That's from Zechariah 14:12, if anybody wants to look that up and clarify.
That's quite interesting, actually, because from our history research, which was based in the 1800s, the word zombie is a Congo word, and it says... It actually means zombie and zombie, which translates to God fetish.
It's like an exercise now, isn't it? Zombie.
Zombie.
Queuing up there at Leisure Centre for doing a bit of zombie.
Zombie and zombie.
But yeah, God fetish.
God fetish. Ooh.
Yeah, God fetish. So they love a God, these horror folk, don't they?
They do.
They've got a fetish for
him. Especially Old Testament fire and brimstone God.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So, zombies.
What is a God fetish, though?
God fetish?
Is it not like... Come in, love, and you're there in your robe, and you're here. I'm ready for you. I'll part them waters.
Like, tap, nail it to a crucifix and knock you off.
Show us your cock, God.
That's the little known form.
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
Show us your staff, you dirty bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nail me, bitch.
Very good.
God.
I can't think of any more.
Go on. Please, send us some more...
What?
God puns.
God puns, God sex puns.
Oh, I'm speechless. I can't keep up with you. Very quick tonight, Christopher. Must be the... The whiskey.
The honey whiskey, the new honey whiskey.
So, yes. So I think it's kind of like modern day type zombies come from sort of, it's a slave trade really. So,
yeah.
So slaves, the Africans being shipped over to like the Caribbean, and specifically Haiti has got a big...
Yeah, they've got a
big zombie... folklore.
Well, I think it descends from like the voodoo religions, doesn't it? Which are obviously prominent in Haiti. I think it was like the witch doctors. They used to say that they'd cast a spell on you. I think would they bring you back from the dead so that you wouldn't pass through to the afterlife and use you as a slave?
Yeah, well, it's what they'd just get. I think. You didn't have to be, you're just a normal person, just sort of going around your everyday life, whatever that was in the 1800s, probably not great.
Watching about.
The voodoo witch doctor, or Boko.
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 Hey, Boko.
However you want to pronounce it.
Get me a zombie, Boko.
Or a Mambo priestess.
Mambo. Oh, yeah. Mambo number
five.
They would put you under a spell and you would become their personal slave. So that's like the early origins.
You'd become the
zombie.
But you wouldn't have any, you'd be without speech, I think, when you were in.
Yeah, you're just a normal person. You're not back from the dead at this point. You're just like zombified state. You're under someone else's control.
Yeah. Which is where I think the early zombie comes in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where if we look at the early films and stuff. The early zombies were under other people's control, weren't they? They weren't like, you know, the modern day.
No, they weren't the undead at this point. They were just under a spell and
a bit like McKellar, really.
Oh, McKenna.
McKenna, Paul McKenna. They were just hypnotists at the time. That's what it was. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes.
Right, I want you to imagine you're on a beach. Sun's shining, you're hot. You're too hot, what can you do?
No, what we, all we want you to do, all we want you to do, is pick the sugar canes. Yeah. Pick the sugar canes. When you hear the word chicken, you'll pick the sugar canes, and you will not stop till I click my fingers.
Yeah.
Chicken. 27 years later.
But you could be rescued from being a zombie if someone was to feed you salt.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, so not for like, you know.
Maybe this... that's why there's not many these days with our heavy salting diets.
It's like when you. Oh no, I'm thinking of when you chuck salt on slugs, they die, don't
that's,
they?
Yeah,
it's
melting.
A different thing, isn't it? That's not.
Yeah, that's just more psychotic.
I know, yeah. Getting your kicks out
slugs
of that.
Deserve to be salted.
Oh yeah, they do, they're horrible.
They're horrible things. Or fed to chickens.
Yeah, good boy.
So, this was going on in Haiti for, oh, I don't know, 100 or 150 years, something like that. And then it first sort of became known to a wider public after the United States invaded Haiti in 1915. Mm. And then these cases of these witch doctors, these bokers.
Yeah, boker.
Started to emerge into the wider world, so it was reported in the news, and
because it was, I think they claimed that they'd use them as like political bias as well, like they'd threaten people. Obviously, they're only like,
well, they were like, we'll get you all to vote for Tony Blair.
No, they'd be like Fox News, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, the governments at the time had employed witch doctors, and basically the threat of having the witch doctors on their side would be enough to, you know,
to make you vote for them.
Yeah, yeah, because
otherwise you'll get zombified.
You'll be zombified.
Okay, interesting. I think my version was better though.
What?
Get him to put the spell on before you go to the polling booth.
Put a... Again, they're just bloody hypnotists again,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
With their little watches.
Yeah. Well, this was before pocket watches had been invented.
Stone on a stick on the string.
Necklaces with teeth on.
Yeah.
So it was during this sort of early in the 20th century, get my centuries right, that these cases of zombies in Haiti were starting to emerge, and there was even the first zombie book was written by William Seabrook, and it was called The Magic Island, and that was written in 1929. And this guy, William Seabrook, he really looked into these stories that he'd heard about these zombies. And and it's in the Haitian Criminal Code as well. That have you got it?
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. So it's in this criminal code, and it reads in part... also shall be qualified as attempted murder the employment which may be made by any person of substances which, without causing actual death, produces a lethargic coma.
Ah, right, yeah, see, so...
So that makes sense when you think of zombies.
So wait a minute, take me back.
Right, we'll say it's
slow. But in layman terms.
Right. In Haiti...
Yes.
It was a criminal offence to make someone into a zombie.
Right.
You know, so the witch doctors could be prosecuted for zombifying people. So the point of this...
So there must have been some substance.
Yeah, exactly.
The point
of this little thing is to say that it was truly believed that this
point
was
that...
real, that it was in the law books of that country.
Yeah, they obviously took it very seriously.
But then we used to burn witches, so...
Yeah, quite right too. Yeah. Although I was a bit cruel on the Pendle witches. So
there's a place for the Pendle witches.
I still feel sorry for the Pendle witches. I don't think they did it, did they?
No.
Just
we
unlucky.
We'd be burning grot bags, would we?
What a load of old shit.
So anyway, what happened next in Haiti? In 1937, I think again it was another American person.
Zora Neil Hurston, I think she was called.
Whilst researching folklore in Haiti, Zora Neale Hurston, as Oriel quite rightly said, came across a case of a woman who had died in 1907. So 30 years previously, this woman had died, and then She come wandering back into the village.
Bollocks!
30 years later.
Oh, yeah?
Where'd she been?
Ain't all it ground.
Having a right good time. Evidently.
Well, apparently that's why they used to put... the tradition started of putting rocks on graves to stop the body rising.
Oh, weigh it
once
down.
Once again, weigh it down and they wouldn't be able to get out.
It's hot, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
unless they're coming back as the undead and... ripping your face off.
Well, that's why you need to employ that very Victorian system of having a bell on a string. Ding, ding, ding. I'm actually dead.
Hello? Anybody there?
Come and get me. But yeah, I think that's a bit of a... I think that's bullshit. Because the woman was examined by a doctor who had found on x-ray that she did not have the leg fractures that Felix Mentor, the lady was supposed to have.
She was just after a bloody...
Compo.
She was just after a bit of a piece on this morning.
She robbed Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah.
Compo as well. It's all about Compo.
They're all about Compo these days.
30 years I spent. 30 years in that coffin.
With a broken leg.
So it was bullshit.
Oh, you look like you've been dug up. She did.
Most people on Jeremy Kyle look like they've been dug up.
I know. Lacking teeth.
So she were bullshitting then?
I think so. That's my personal opinion.
Oh,
maybe she ran off with another man.
Maybe she ran off with a witch doctor.
Maybe. Felt bad about it. Only story she could come up with. I've been dead. Where the fucking hell have you been? You nipped out at paper shop 30 years ago.
Oh, I've been dead.
I've been dead, love.
It's like your money canoe, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's he called?
Darwin.
It was Darwin, not Charles.
Yeah, I was just tipping my tongue to say Charles, and I was like, retract, quick.
Yeah.
Oh,
John,
John Darwin, was it?
Something like
the
that.
Panama.
The Compo man. Yeah. It's all about the money. He were all going well until they fucking came back, weren't
it? He were going well, so they had the photograph taken
photo
with
him. What an
estate agent, and then they put it on their website. Bloody Muppet. I think the
perfect crime, almost.
The concept of the zombie, not as such with the word zombie being used, but the undead like crosses over all of the cultures, I think, throughout time, you know.
Yeah.
Like we've shown stories in the actual word zombie isn't used. I mean, it's only till we get to the Haiti stuff.
Yeah, that's
when the words are.
Word.
And then it makes its move into modern culture, doesn't it, through...
Well, it started with the book, The Magic Island, and then it starts getting into films with... What's it called? White Zombie.
Yeah, White Zombie was the first
then that's
kind
like a
of zombie reference.
Film.
I think there was the... I mean, some would say that Frankenstein is the first real zombie.
Yeah. That's
in terms
quite
of bringing someone back from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what...
Yeah, but that's bringing back someone from the dead, but with all different bits of
different
people.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
not
a zombie.
But in terms of reanimating the undead...
Yeah, I can see where you're going.
Frankenstein could be considered... so then it would have been 1910 if you're in that inclination. That was a... thingy, but
fuck off with your 1910.
It's obvious though to me because they started off in Haiti and like zombie, if you will, represented like slavery and the struggle of people. Then Americans jump in and all with like a few knots.
Oh, add a bit of razzmatazz, bit of glitter.
Add a few knots and now they're eating fucking people's brains.
Yeah, there you go.
As usual.
That escalated quickly.
Although it just, there's like a couple of and I think it's worth mentioning before we veer off into other things, that there's a couple of hypotheses as what causes zombies.
Oh, yes.
And one of them is the chemical hypothesis, which is which was championed by a doctor called Wade Davis, who was a Harvard ethnologist.
Wade Davis!
That's such an American name. I was just thinking that, Wade.
It's Wade Davis sounds like he's going to kick the door in and kick your ass any minute. He doesn't sound like a man with a hypothesis to me.
Does he not sound like an ethnobotanist?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Who was going to have his...
He sounds like a kick-ass killer.
Who was going to have his 1983 paper published in the Journal of Ethnopharmacology.
All right, yeah.
Well, anyway...
Dr. Wade.
Dr. Wade Davis, the ass-kicking doctor, he found in Haiti that they had these two special powders that would be introduced into the bloodstream, and that would cause his zombie state.
Go on.
Well, this is what he said. One was called coup de poudre, which is French for powder strike, which I don't know, but that's what it was called. And that included, amongst other things, a drug called tetrodotoxin, or TTX. Let's stick with TTX.
Yeah, let's stick with that.
Which was a powerful neurotoxin, which you got that from pufferfish.
Right, yeah.
Like pufferfish poison.
And I think you can just... Can you just blow it into someone's face? And as long as they inhale some of it, its effects will take place straight away.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I've read something about the Nazis experimenting with it as like a possible chemical warfare drug.
Yeah, I've heard that. And it makes you delirious and really you don't have any senses of your body.
I think you get some proper like trippy experience like LSD off it, but you go into like real bad hallucinations.
Yeah.
But
like a delirium drug.
Yeah.
That's
the
effect it has on you.
Well, what this guy found was that they used this TTX powder and used that in combination with another powder, which was
powder strike.
I don't know.
Just went Perry my nose.
It was like a
where's my face gone?
Yeah, so there was another dark sort of delirium type drug which they use in combination. And then this is where things got...
So were the witch doctors using this, do you reckon?
This is what they reckon, the witch doctors were using this to zombify people. But he said that there was a third special ingredient that was...
Magic!
No.
No?
It was a part of a recently buried child's brain that had been...
What, so you had to add that to it?
Yeah, that was like... dried and ground up and put in the powder.
Standard.
That's like a standard witchcraft ingredient.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have add a bit of bloody dragon's breath or something.
Yeah, you've got to have like newt's eyeballs and
baby brain.
Yeah.
Compulsive.
Talc. You're probably just cutting it up with a bit of talc.
But a bit of miracle crawl.
So what they do is the witch doctor would get you, and this is where now. You're seeing a bit more of zombies coming back from the bed because they're not
back from
the
bed. He'll be back soon. He had an early night last night.
Dirty
bastard. You were in bed before Corrie.
Coming back from the dead, I should have said. Because they put all these, they give them all these drugs. Like, well, maybe it was nightness.
It was just nightness.
So they give them some nightness. And then, but no, this is like the tricky bit now. This is like the creepy, clever bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they'd have the nightness and then they'd go into this like death-like state. So the person who'd had the drugs given to them wouldn't know. And then they'd go into like this unconscious death-like state and then they'd bury them.
So they think that they thought they were dead?
So then, so this person was out cold and buried, and then they'd wake up in a shallow grave, like claw the way out of the shallow grave.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
And it said like they truly believed they were dead, and so they believed they were a zombie because it was so real in their culture. And all the other people who were alive...
Were all in on the joke?
No.
All right.
They all thought it was a zombie.
All right.
It was just the witch doctor who was taking everyone for a ride.
Okay, yeah.
Not all in on the joke.
Oh, they were going to wait like a couple of months and then surprise!
Fucking April Fool.
To be fair, though,
pretty hardcore, that, isn't it?
That would be like the worst practical joke. Or the best practical joke.
The Furby Cyborg was putting a bit of cling film over at Boxy's.
Plastic turd in shower.
Plastic turd in general.
Oh God.
Tin of fart gas.
So, and then
coffee cushion.
These people who would come back from the dead and they thought they were zombies, it added to the myth because they thought they were a zombie and everyone who was alive thought they were a zombie. So they didn't have anywhere to go because they were like a pariah then, so they'd just hang around in graveyards or so then it sort of all snowballs, doesn't it? Adds to the myth of it. So that was the chemical one. And then the other hypothesis was the social hypothesis.
Ooh.
It's almost like I'm reading this from a book, isn't it?
Almost.
I think this one's less excited. Less, I can't speak. Less exciting. Oh no, I've got it. I'm back on the ball now. This was just people who were mentally ill or homeless.
That's it.
So people thought they were zombies.
Oh, then no, it's just an hobo.
They'd have a field day at job centre, wouldn't
they? I know. Rummaging fruit bins, bloody zombies out there. There's bloody loads of them.
So it's people who were like...
He's been on nightness again, him.
Don't run out Samaritans. There's bloody millions of them. Bloody apocalypse down there.
Hey, I'm not joking.
Them kind of people.
They bloody stink and all.
Look, they were naughty.
Bloody Reebok classics everywhere.
There were no variety club buses in Haiti. They weren't getting ferried about. They weren't having day trips to Blackpool. They were cast out of the community, and then people thought they were zombies. Oh, that's the short version.
So people that are just a bit slow.
Yeah, basically. Mentally ill, learning disabilities, that kind of thing. They'd just be like thrown out of their house and they'd wander around scavenging and that. Yeah, making that noise.
Oh yeah, most homeless people in Bolton make that noise.
So not homeless people then, just...
No, it says here, ill people.
Mentally ill.
Who probably became homeless because they were thrown out
of the families. Right, so that's the... Like, it's contributing factor to being homeless is the fact that they're mentally ill, not just that they're not working thick.
And just homeless people. Masquerading as zombies. Making that noise. Anyway.
But none of these zombies that we've talked about are flesh eaters.
Not yet.
Brain eaters.
But I'm really happy because that is the end of my notes. Which means I can just talk bollocks now. Because I don't know anything about zombies really.
Well, I think it's that's the true roots of zombie.
That's where it developed from.
Folklore and where it developed from, yeah, and then as it moves into modern culture.
You've got to have the background now. You've got to know where they come from. Here at the Penny Malt House, we like to deliver fact-based, hilarious chat.
We like being thorough.
And now you've got the facts. So now it's time to get the chat.
Well, into the modern, like you said, white zombie, basically based on the voodoo that we've just talked about.
Juju voodoo.
I think the and Magic Island, the book as well. And then I think our first real step towards the modern day zombie film. And I think it's on YouTube. I think you can watch it for free now. The whole film's on YouTube, but it's Things to Come. I think it was released in 1936. You know, they're not exactly zombies per se, but I think it's the first film that we look at the swarm kind of aspect. It's the social aspect of it, where people, it's more of a plague and people no longer have the will to live, but it's definitely the first step into that swarm, pack zombie mentality, even though it's not necessarily a infection, so to speak. It's more of a plague. And they were said to have the wandering sickness. Yeah, which is like the zombie apocalypse as we know it now, the infection, the way they'd come into contact with people and they'd pass on the infection.
See, well, being a bit of a zombie novice, I don't know what like causes zombies. So I know that like nowadays, if you're a zombie, you've generally got some sort of infection.
Well, there's loads of, I mean...
But when, like, zombie, like, Night of the Walking Dead, or whatever it's called, Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead, which I was just going to get, like, 68, I think, Living Dead, which is the godfather of early zombies, George Romero.
Romero. What's his name?
George Romero.
Oh,
Romeo.
George Romero.
Mario.
I can't remember what we were
George
saying.
Mario.
George
Romero.
George
Romero. Who's that?
John who?
It's not even John, it's George.
He's just bloody rhyming off Beatles now. Ringo.
Right, George.
Ringo Romero.
George Romero.
Romero.
Romeo. George Romero.
This can go on all night. You,
you've thrown me now.
Good. Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, Night of the Living Dead.
Where does George Romero do zombies come from? What are not the infected zombies?
Well, the first one, I mean, he's like... I mean, the 68 version of Night of the Living Dead is pretty much the landmark, the first...
That's it.
Real zombie. I mean, but were you saying, oh, what was the cause? If I remember rightly, it was a meteorite or a satellite coming back from Venus or something. It had nuclear... There was nuclear leakage on it, and that caused the dead to rise, I think. But correct me if I'm wrong.
That's what makes
sense. Within the zombie state. But then after that, it progresses from there on. I mean,
George.
But he's the king of the slow zombie. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is...
The quintessential swaying.
I feel like I've been lied to, because I thought they were the undead.
I did.
I thought they came back from like being buried underground and stuff.
Yeah, they still do, but there's no definitive rule as to what creates a zombie apocalypse or infection or whatever. There's many different reasonings given throughout all the zombie films that are out there.
And
the
Thriller.
I was just going to get that. And Thriller, yes.
Thriller.
They climb out of there. Don't they?
Have you read the
world's favourite paedophile?
I always think it's a slow attack on the trying to get to the pedo, like they're all stuck behind him, lurching towards him slowly, but he's just one step ahead.
Just how he likes him.
Yeah, Thriller's been in the news recently. A school teacher showed a lot of school kids the video of it, and lots of...
It's caused an uproar.
Yeah, like the parents have rang in saying, my kid's been watching that pedo.
I'm not happy with it. Is that the reason? They're watching like something that's a bit scary.
No, but apparently the little kids have been having nightmares.
Yeah.
Be it about him being a pedo or the scary name of the video.
I think
we
because
tell.
They were quite young kids. I think they're like 6 or 7 or 8 or something like that. And it's a certificate 15. So I think that's...
He wouldn't like that, would he?
You know.
Bit too old for him.
But do you know what? I mean, everything's sensationalised these days. And I was listening to it on the radio, and this cunt was going, the children have... It's not all right to just say that. Like, they got shown this film, this thriller, and they were a bit upset or they were a bit scared. He said, and children have been to see the doctor suffering with night terror. Fuck off!
No.
Night terror.
They were just like, they were a bit scared, fair enough.
You might have had a
night terror. You might have had a nightmare.
Some of them might have pissed the bed.
Yeah, you might have had an horrible dream.
You might have shit the bed.
Night terror.
That's got to be an American thing, night
terror.
Yeah,
it definitely is.
Night terror. But I think it was
a bit more sparkle.
I don't know.
So, anyway, George Romero.
Romeo!
Carry on, dear. Carry
Salad
on.
Salad cream. The
just call him George.
George.
George, you
piss off. He's the like the lord of the slow zombie, the
king
what
of
we're saying.
Slow lurching zombie.
Like zombie.
Yeah, that one.
Because zombies were all like for ages, weren't they?
Well, like from like 68 through to like the late 70s. They were churning the slow zombie films out. Like, I think he did the screenplay of The Crazies at the time. I think they remade the film like in 2007 or something like that. But have you read
Probably
The
not.
Fog
no.
by
no.
James Herbert, which is
oh no,
brilliant.
I've heard of that. Yeah, I have heard of that.
And I think he did 48 as well, which I think he gets a lot of his influence from.
You know that I
these
only read
on
one or
films.
Two books.
Viz.
I'm not good at reading.
Captain Underpants.
But like Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Night of the Living Dead, Land of the Dead, they all like kind of define that quintessential slow movie.
Slow lurcher.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, the zombie film then kind of took... a bit of a lull in the 80s.
It went a bit quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody seemed to move on to like the werewolves then, because we had, what, American Werewolf in...
Teen Wolf!
Teen Wolf. There you go. And the underworld as well. So it was kind of...
Zombies were out. They were so zombies. Last year.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. You're dressed as a zombie? That's so last year. So last year. It's all about the wolf, baby.
Yeah, that's fair. I get that because zombies, they did go away for a while, didn't they?
Yeah.
They were out of fashion.
They did make one... I think The Evil Dead was 1981, but that was more of a demonic possession, I think, rather than zombies. Okay. I would say anyway, but then, and then obviously Thriller in 83, as we've mentioned.
Ooh, yeah, Thriller. But then I guess there was
late 80s to through to the 90s until really I think the resurrection, if you will,
a renaissance,
yeah, of comes down to the gaming community with like Resident Evil come out in 96, and that really like started a whole franchise. Relaunch, I think there's been like,
I don't play computer games. What's
you're
that?
Still on Kinect 4.
I played Target Renegade on a Spectrum once.
And, I had a Commodore 64. Anybody who had a Commodore 64 will know what this is. And all the lights just flicker off screen while you wait for half an hour.
That's good.
There must have been so many kids going down with epilepsy in the early 90s.
Tape loader. So
Resident Evil came out in 96.
It's not like a shoot 'em, get 'em zombie
shoot
game.
Shoot 'em up, but again, slow zombies again. But that like there was a whole franchise for Resident Evil. You had the comics afterwards, novels, cartoons, loads of merchandise. 6 films, I think they've been now.
Blimey.
And then,
you're forgetting the 1994 hit single "Zombie" by the Cranberries.
What about "Zombie Nation" as well? When was that out?
I don't know.
Zombie.
That wasn't my. I'm more of a. What's in your head? In your head.
Zombie, zombie, zombie. So, yeah, then Resident Evil kind of ignited it all again. You know, this interest in zombies through
zombies
gaming and then the films coming back.
But again, Vampire Slayer, a lot of zombie references in that.
There are a lot of zombies.
That was very
There are quite a few of the undead risen in Buffy.
Well, they need to rearrange the title then to Buffy the Zombie.
It was the Zombie.
What's one of them?
It was
What's a Zombie?
A Zombie. It's a hybrid.
Well, it's funny you should say that though, because like you had Blade in 98, which was
sort
vampires,
like, but also zombie as well.
But they were fast moving. Yeah. They were like the
was that the first fast one?
Well, yeah. Well, yes and no, because essentially they were vampires. They were vampires. But I think that planted the seed for Danny Boyle's
fast moving. I fucking hate them.
Infected.
Yeah.
The best, which for me is the best zombie film. 28 Days Later.
Cracker.
Is just, the first time I watched it, I think it's fantastic.
I've seen that. In fact, I mentioned it in an earlier podcast.
Yes, you did.
I fucking...
But it's the birth of like the first... smarter,
yeah,
faster moving.
They're scary, them zombies.
Yeah, and some would say that they're not real zombies, them ones. But I'd say, fuck you. I like them.
There's that scene where they're just legging it under that,
that
bridge, and there's like loads of them going. Get them.
But that's then ignited the zombie fascination.
Like the zombie world, the apocalypse, the deserted towns and cities.
Yeah, that really ignited it again in the early 2000s. Like, and then unfortunately you had 28 weeks later in 2007, which was shit.
Is that no good?
No, but that wasn't Danny Boyle.
And followed by Big Tits Zombie.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm just going to say. Well, the thing is, after... I mean, it wasn't necessarily a massive hit in America 28 Days Later, but it kind of ignited that interest again. And then you got Shaun of the Dead over here again, another brilliant.
A classic.
Yeah, a classic. And Zombieland in 2009, I think, were in America, which was like the highest grossing zombie. Which, have you seen Zombieland?
No.
It's just basically it's a comedy stroke. That's where you, once his interest started then, you got these kind of spin-offs that were like comedy stroke zombie films.
Okay. Well, they were quite well.
Because Zombieland is basically, it is a comedy where they've got a lot of blokes around the table, had a few beers. What are the most interesting ways we can think of killing people? And we'll make them people zombies. And they've just got like roller coasters going into zombies and stuff, which is good. But that was the highest grossing zombie film.
Interesting factoid.
But then they brought out, like I said, they had all the weird like spin-off comedy.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, once you've got that, that's what I was going to say, once you've got this new kind of zombie that was interesting, that was fast, which was caught people's attention again, you had a flip back to the slow zombie, but now it came with a comical element because it was kind of old hat now. So there was all these new films coming out, like Shaun of the Dead, like Zombieland, and then it spawned off, I think there's like zombie strippers and
Big Tit Zombie.
Osama Bin Zombie,
which I've got a copy of that in there, which I've watched once and I'm never going to watch again. I tell you what, we'll put some on Facebook, either a question or something, or something. And if you like it or something like that, I'll pick somebody and you can have it. You can have my Osama Bin Zombie.
Okay, that's a competition.
We'll sign it for you.
We'll sign it.
We'll seal it with a kiss.
No, see, because, I mean, I've been watching
Zombie Beavers and Cockneys v Zombies as well.
Cockneys v Zombies.
That's one I've never heard of.
There's Danny Dyer in it.
Dot com. Oh, well, actually, she looks like a fucking zombie. She don't need to wear any makeup for that one.
But, see, on The Walking Dead, they've got, like, a mixture, because some of the zombies on The Walking Dead are a bit like,
yeah,
but then some of them are a bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you said, I know we discussed it in a previous episode about Walking Dead stealing
just that first scene where they wake up in the hospital.
Well, I always thought that the graphic novel was before the release of Walking Dead, but I was wrong.
Was you?
Yes, believe it or not. We didn't provide facts.
We got our facts wrong.
Well, no, it's literally... there's a year in between them, but it's like months in American release. But apparently, the first draft of the first Walking Dead graphic novel was with the publishers before 28 Days Later was released.
Yeah,
so
but when was the first...
It was just...
When was the first 28 Days Later...
There was 12 written. Months. Well, yeah. But it was just coincidence. They both come up with the same plot.
I suppose it's just a good starting
great
thing,
minds
isn't
think
it?
Alike, maybe. Yeah.
It's a good starting place. Because, like, how fucking mental would it be if that occurred? You just woke up and it was like carnage all around you.
Put yourself in that position. What
nobody
would,
there.
What would you do?
What would you do?
What would one do?
But then... That Zombieland, like I said, was a comic, was the biggest, the highest grossing zombie film ever, with 75 million.
Yeah.
But until the release of World War Z, or World War Z, as they like to call it.
World War Z.
Which,
yeah, but
I highly recommend anybody reading World War Z by Max.
Surely it's definitely World War Z because
it is World
you
War
don't
Z.
You say zombie, you don't say zombie.
Zombie.
So it's fucking Z. Fuck off. Fucking Americans fucking up again.
But no, definitely read World War Z. It's absolutely fucking brilliant. And it's basically the oral history of the zombie war of as it happened.
What, like a nosh?
I think it develops in China originally, and then it's basically how it spreads across the world. But then, because of all the zombie interest around the time, some big production company has got the book, and then they've got fucking Brad Pitt, and they've made a disaster film, and they've put it under World War Z's name and made a shit film, but it made 500 million. But it cost 400 million.
I'll tell you what, a zombie would be good as a sex slave, wouldn't it?
What? Well, I was just about to say the last zombie that's come out recently is Warm Zombie with That
what's it called?
Warm Zombie.
It's a bit of a parody.
No, Warm Bodies, sorry. Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies.
And it's with, you know the kid that was in About a Boy? What's it
Nicholas.
Called? Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt. Yeah. It's always on telly, isn't it?
I've not watched it.
I wouldn't.
It's got very
that.
Good reviews.
Because you could get a like, zombie and chain it up a bit, and then you could just poke it. And you wouldn't even have to like poke it in a specific hole. You could make a hole.
I was just going to say, what respect, poke it with a stick or shag it.
No, like...
Oh, you know, come
like,
on.
You could like put definitely. A little you could put a little slit in between like the ribs and poke it there.
Oh, or you could just get a woman with a colostomy bag.
Or a woman with a vagina.
Yeah.
Poke the eye socket.
Alternatively.
You could go for the eye socket. That'd be dangerous because your balls might slap into the mouth.
Oh, dangerous shag.
Yeah. You could risk losing. You could get a nip on your balls. That'd be it. You'd be gone, wouldn't you? That's a proper thrill.
Like a donkey with a carrot.
You're ever bored, folks, and you're after a thrill at weekend? You know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Skullfuckers
on. It's like in The Walking Dead when that woman got them zombies what she drags about and she chops the bottom jaws off so they can't bite her.
Yeah.
Well, what you could do is you could get a zombie, chop its bottom jaw off, and then feed the ladies, get it downstairs, and it'd be like trying to trying to bite your fanny, but it'd be giving some nice cunnilingus.
Alright, I see.
Because I know all about ladies things.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, for a woman, it'd probably just fall off, though, wouldn't it?
What, its face?
Well, the willy.
No, but no, yes, that's why you have to get all the actions in the mouth, innit? Trying to bite you.
This could be our new calling, zombie
cancer. I'm sure there's zombie porn out there.
So you take the bottom jaw off, they can't bite you.
For the last time, I'm going to mention Big Tit Zombie.
Big Tit Zombie.
That's the first thing I'm going to Google once everyone's gone.
Another sex wee.
Oh dear.
So is that it? Is that so what, it with the zombie in popular culture?
That says in popular culture. So it's what
what about if a zombie was to attack you, Chris?
What would I use?
What would you do if you went to your front door now, there were a little tap at your front door and you saw someone had the bat to you and they turned round and it was a zombie and they approached you?
I'd probably shut the door. Initially.
No, but these zombies, no, they can break through glass.
Are they faster?
But then as you
went
through the door, three came through your back door.
Oh, well, probably for the first time.
Well, I think...
See, I've often thought about this.
Well, there's two things you have to split, though. If you're talking about how you fight off a zombie, there's slow zombies and fast zombies. And
so
I
what are we talking? Are we talking slow
I think
fast?
We should do slow zombies.
So, first. Right, what we're going to go weapon... You've got some stuff on weapons, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Is this your personal choice of weapons or some...
Weapons I'm quite familiar with.
Oh, yes.
The Molotov cocktail. I don't know what that is.
It's a petrol bomb, isn't it?
Petrol bomb, yeah. I'd just get shitloads of them and just...
I thought it was like a Moscow Mule. A vodka and ginger ale.
Yeah, but it's like... Yeah, I suppose if you're out in the open.
Well, what do you have to do? Do you have to not mess the brain up to stop
you
them?
You have to destroy the brain. So you
or
can
I
burn
could
the
use
brain.
A methyl laser.
But they might like.
Destroy the brain or remove the head.
They might come at you with the still on fires as they're melting.
Yeah.
I think a really good tip is don't use a gun. Use a knife because.
Yeah, you've got to be stealth.
Blades don't need reloading.
Yeah. And plus the noise, you see. Noise is going to attract more zombies.
Yeah, so just get a couple of knives.
Butter knife.
My weapon of choice is my digging spade.
Is it?
I love my spade. Because, like a full-size spade, then, so, like, you can thrust it forward to, like, chop their head off, clean off. Or you can, like, wield it down on them, like an axe, split their head in half. And, like, if you're surrounded, you can spin round really fast in a circle and, like, chop, 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 chop. Because it's like a sword, but it's got weight in it. So you can really, like, smash people's heads in. I think that'd be for my slow zombie weapon.
See, I'd like to... I think I'd go with a good old-fashioned baseball bat.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I'd like to go authentically British with a cricket bat, but it's just not as well weighted.
No, baseball bat has a lot more effect.
Yeah, and wooden as well. None of that metal shit.
Oh, like a wooden one with a bit of lead in the end or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Maybe a few nails through it.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That gets stuck then, won't it?
Yeah. So you're more of a splatter, like, splatter head. See, with a spade, it's a slicer.
Mm. You see, one thing you've got to consider as well, which is one thing that doesn't go on in The Walking Dead, which I've noticed, is splatter residue.
Infection.
I mean, you get a bit of blood in your eye. There's none of that in...
Well, in The Walking Dead, there was that. That was like, to begin with, it was like, don't get the splatter on you and all that. And then...
No,
by series it's just free three, for all. It's like, we're all infected anyway.
It's like a squirting.
They just changed the rules a bit there, I think.
We've got a squirter.
Squirter.
They definitely changed the rules. What about an enormous dildo?
I was thinking that before. A massive
Edward
black
dildo hands.
Big black mamba.
Couple in each hand.
Yeah.
You can take a few out of the boot with a boot.
You could have
I'd weight the balls, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say you could use the rubber end for in one end and the battery end in the other end.
Well, actually, if there weren't a lot of zombies, if there were just like one zombie and you in a quiet room, the old skull fuck through the eye socket, that'd be two in one, wouldn't it? Because it'd mash the brains up with your widget.
So,
that'd kill them, and you get your rocks off at the same time.
Yeah, you might get your rocks bitten off.
Well, that's it. You see, that's the danger element. But fast zombies, it's different.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's a different ball game altogether.
Because they're just all over you. No pun intended. Because they are, aren't they? They're horrible. They're fast and they're runny and
they're deceiving as well.
I think all you can do is run and hide in that situation.
Well, we've got some good suggestions on
that. Oh, yes. Where are these?
Yahoo Answers has provided
us
a rich tapestry of information. Yeah,
so you've been to the library again.
Oh, yeah. I do my research, me. Lee Sop added to Yahoo Answers a really good idea.
Lee Sop. That is never a real name.
Apparently so. He said, I go onto Facebook and find friends what I can group together and ask to bring weapons with them. I think before I read this out, I'm going to say to you, this is pretty illiterate. But
this is in Lee Sop's own words.
It's half in first person, half in like third person. I have a baseball bat upstairs and I can make petrol bombs in my garage. And I've got a few gardening tools in my shed. I will arrange to meet up at Tesco since that's a good food supply and kill a lot of zombies to make it our hideout.
Raya, John! Raya! Get down Tesco's now!
Meat aisle!
I'm already at Asda's! I'm already at Asda's!
It gets better. If it gets too hard there, then I will take most of the food with me in shopping trolleys and baskets and head to a home.
You can imagine him now running down East Lancs with three trolleys.
In the houses, I would probably make improvised weapons from garages and sheds.
From garages?
Yeah, from garages.
He's not from the contents.
He says from garages and sheds. Then after that, I will...
You can make some pocket tools from a couple of bird tables.
A brick.
Oh, but then it gets all big and hard now. So then after that, I will head to the RAF camp since I know the code for it because my dad works there.
Oh!
Inside it
One,
has
two,
a bar.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 zeros. Star.
Inside it has a bar with a little mini restaurant thing so I could be safe there.
Oh, have a
it
drink.
Doesn't have weapons in there though, but that's fine.
Oh, that's nice.
I thought you were going like for like the big artillery.
Yeah, I'm going to get in a plane.
The big guns.
I'm going to blow them all the way.
No, he's going because there's a bar and a restaurant.
A mini restaurant. Here he is with his bits of things from garages and sheds. Going to use wooden parts.
You know, with a plough to RAF.
So that's Lee Sop from Yahoo Answers, people.
Oh, that's excellent.
Good effort.
Fill me with joy. Well, that's where your preppers come in, isn't it? Because they're all ready.
Oh, yeah.
We're not ready. We'd
a couple of pool balls in a sock would be good. You know, like in Scum?
Yeah.
What's it called, that film? No, Scum? That is. It's about Boston and it's Scum. Yeah, I've seen
it. I'm the daddy round here. And then he gets bummed in shed.
Phil Daniels.
In greenhouse.
Where's your tool?
Up your bum.
But we'd be fucked because in London, obviously, it's a very heavily populated city centre. You need to be out in sticks, don't you? A bit rural,
yeah.
Where there's plenty of hiding places, trees to climb, holes to burrow in.
And there's a lot less people, isn't there? So there's a lot less zombies.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
A nice farmhouse. Then you get boring after a bit.
You want to farm the animals? What about the animals? They aren't turning into zombies.
Do you ever get zombie pigs or zombie cows?
Yeah,
what's that film? I don't think it's necessarily zombie. The zombie beavers. That's out at the minute.
Well, there you go.
Beavers 2 is just coming. What, have you seen Black Sheep?
Oh, I've seen that. That is terrifying.
I've seen Shaun the Sheep.
Bombed by a sheep.
Yeah, it's horrible. That's like zombie sheep, isn't it?
Yeah. Boots on the other foot.
The team finally come. Yeah. The sheep takes the ham.
Well, there's modern day zombies. If we have a look at the bath salts epidemic in America at the minute.
Going back to the topic of salt again, isn't it?
Baths again. I was unaware of bath salts. I just thought they were like a nice bomb when it's your birthday in bath with a few scented candles. But no, apparently you can snort or take them orally as well, or even inject if you're hardcore.
All right, Chris, calm down.
Baths, they're they're marketed as bath salts so that they can get through the loopholes of being sold legally.
Yeah, but they're not.
They come under such names as... what was the White Lightning's one of them, which
shove it up your nose.
Sure, that's a
something
side
cloud or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, loads of people.
So what you're saying is they're not called like Lush Lavender or Summer Meadow.
Yeah. But apparently, the drug's causing zombie-like effects, and this 31-year-old, whilst high on bath salts in America, basically stripped a man naked in America recently. Now, it's supposed to give you the effects of LSD, amphetamines, PCP, but apparently it... What did he do? I've lost my notes on Randy now, hold on. He...
Come on, we're waiting for you.
All right, hold on.
So we sing... We'll meet again. Don't know where, but I'm sure we'll meet
again. Give me a minute, give me a minute.
Some sunny day.
Oh, bollocks.
Keep shining through.
I think basically this guy's just got absolutely out of his mind on the powders.
Shut up!
I didn't know any more words.
Yeah, so bath salts in America at the minute, apparently, it's supposed to...
Get you off your tits.
Gets you off your tits, right, but it puts you into a zombie state.
A bit like MCAT, like tomato fertilizer stuff.
Yeah, kind of. I think it's produced in the same way.
Oh.
But it's supposed to...
So just like loads of people wandering about. But
you don't feel pain in the same way because of like the dopamine and stuff that...
Override your senses.
Yeah, and like, well, this guy in America recently he got a homeless man and basically chewed his face off, stripped him naked, and I think he was shot about six times before they managed to stop him.
Before they took him down.
So maybe it's coming in the
a zombie
in the form
apocalypse.
Of a nice bubble bath.
I've
got another story here from.
Never mind that.
About bath salts. A deranged man stole, raped and killed his neighbour's goat while high on bath salts, a court heard. Mark Lucas Thompson, 20, was indicted for animal cruelty after bumming it to death.
We're not talking about bumming.
Bumming up.
Although we do like to talk about bumming.
Oh, it's only a little goat.
It's a pygmy
as well.
Goat, that. That's
oh,
a pygmy
can
goat.
You imagine bumming that?
I know.
It'd be coming out of its mouth.
I'd give it a go. Anyway, never mind that. Back to zombies.
Yes.
What about Zombie Cat that's been in the news this week?
Oh, I didn't know about Zombie
Cat.
Yeah, you surely have heard about Zombie Cat.
Oh, no.
Rose from the Dead.
It was a cat in America, and it got run over, and it was, like, splatted. So the family got it and buried the cat.
Yeah, but they got 9 lives, cats.
Well, very good. But anyway, they buried it, and then 5 days later, it came up.
Crawled out of its little hole.
Zombie
cat.
Seemingly
fit and well.
It was not dead. In a coma.
It was dead.
Yeah, but did they do tests? Did they check its pulse?
They poked it and
did
it didn't
do an
move.
X-ray?
Did they do mouth to mouth?
Anyway, it was called Bart, and it came back to life.
Compo.
At least this is fucking... at least this is relevant. You with your goat shagging story. At least it's fucking relevant to the topic. But now the owners aren't allowed to have it back, I don't think. Or
why?
I don't know.
Put it in a museum.
I'm bored of this now.
So what happened to the mangled pussy?
No, it's not allowed to return to its owners.
The mangled pussy, it's in safe hands.
So why? I don't understand why it couldn't go back to its owner.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm bored.
Mistreatment.
Would you really want a mangled pussy returned to you? After you'd, you know, done your
After
bits?
You've mangled it.
I know. Nah, thanks.
I like my pussies to be fresh and tight and new.
Oh, come on.
Not the mangled variety.
Once they're old and baggy, they're no good.
Like rattling a stick in a bin.
Although I do have a soft spot for bag puss.
Sausage donut got in her.
Oh, bag puss. Bagpuss is lovely.
Oh, what was the song now?
Have we gone from zombies to bagpuss?
Bagpuss or big furry something puss. Yeah. I can't remember it anymore. It's gone out of my brain. Right, so are we done on zombies?
I think we are.
Have we covered everything?
The bits and pieces. Yeah. Like the start.
Has that scratched
and
your
the middle,
itch, that, Christopher?
And the end. Yeah, a little bit. But, yeah.
Maybe you should do a spin-off podcast on... zombie films.
Maybe.
With someone else who's watched some.
Instead of myself and Paul that are absolutely frigging clueless.
Instead of us two grasping at straws.
Talking about mangled pussies.
Yeah, I do like them.
More your style, mangled pussies.
Yeah, I am a sexual deviant.
He's a mangled pussy kind of guy.
I like to put it into many different things.
So that was good, the zombies. Very nice, very good. What's next?
I can't tell you. It's top secret.
It's a secret.
Ooh.
You have to look at Facebook and see if
and
there's
Twitter
any clues.
So, yeah. I'll put a post on, and if you like it, or Paul will put whatever, and then you can have my zombie... What is
Binzamalom.
It? Binzamalom. He's catching.
It's the effect
Sama
to
zombie. You can have it.
Don't know who that is.
We'll chuck some stickers in and all. Contact us at the Penny Mart House on Twitter. Just type in Penny Mart House on Facebook. You should find us. Email us thepennymarthouse@gmail.com. Ariel had some comments this week, I believe, her sexy voice.
Not so sexy, Bolton accent.
Well, it's enough to send some men for a Thomas the Tank.
Oh, he had to excuse himself for the bathroom. I have that effect on people.
That's that.
Maybe we could start a little side section. Oriel talks dirty.
Oriel talks.
Set the scene of me sat next to a fire in a big chair.
No, I think what you need to do is sort of
Oriel's orgasms.
Say extracts from
oral hard on with Oriel.
I think your challenge should be to take things that would be difficult to make sexy and make them so like a Haynes manual. Like a 1983 Ford Capri manual and read it out in your best sexy voice.
When Rice Balls.
Have you seen that episode of Black Books when she really fancies that guy with the voice and he reads the shipping forecast?
No.
No. No. It's great.
Excellent. Right then.
Anywho.
So we've been the Penny Mart House. That was the zombies. We'll be back next week with another exciting episode.
Yes, we certainly will. So bye.
Have a lovely week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.